August the 14th, 2009. Good morning to you. It's Friday. Hopefully you've got that Friday feeling. Personally, I just feel like every day is merging into one at the moment. Like this continual, like everlasting day, which has a morning and a night, and then in between is just these imaginary hours that just sort of fuse into one. First thing today is freeindie.com. Free Indie is a website to do with sort of indie bands that are giving away X amount of tracks, and they give away like a little web mix. So for instance, on there at the moment is Anthem Inn, which is a band from Brooklyn, and then there's another band called Secret Life of Sophia, and each one of them releases X amount of tracks, and there's some really good stuff on there. What I like about it as well is that some of these tracks, because obviously they're open source in that way, you can, I presume, post on your Tumblr or your using your video blog product projects if you get in touch with them. But I really like it. I've subscribed to the RSS feed. It's nice to get an occasional thing drop into your RSS reader, or as I use the Byline reader on the iPhone for Google Reader, which I find to be a real good way of transporting RSS feeds about. Next link today is vconsole.com. They've got this virtual console, this 60-port USB flash drive. I didn't realize these things existed. But it's like an ultra-fast way for you to duplicate loads of USB drives. Now, they're not cheap. They're $8,000, so whatever that is, about $5,000. But you can imagine the price of these coming down all the time. But it's just, you can basically make 60 USB drives, and it says at the bottom here now with 256-bit AES encryption. So I don't know if that's encryption on the actual pens or the support for pens. I don't know how that works out, but just the fact that there is devices out there that allow you to do this is pretty awesome, really. I mean, you could just get literally sent a load of USB pens or import them from China, put all your apps or your demo or your video or your best HD stuff, blast out loads of copies, and then when you go to the next event or gig or whatever, you can just literally say, yeah, I'll take that, put it into your Mac, boot up off it, that's everything I do. Nice little thing. Next link is inspired from an interview I saw about 2 or 3 days ago, where Kevin Rose was interviewing a guy, and I can't remember his name, is Tim Ferriss? Yeah, Tim Ferriss. And he's wearing these crazy looking sort of like skin gel shoe things, and they're called Vibram. Called Vibram5fingers.com, discovering the barefoot alternative. And they're a strange looking shoe. They've got basically five toes, where you know, unless you're some kind of weirdo and you've got more than five toes, they're shoes that fit individually to your foot. There's this whole big load of text at the bottom. The typical human foot is an anatomical marvel of evolution, 26 bones, 33 muscles, and hundreds of sensory receptors, blah, 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 blah. To keep our feet healthy, we need to be stimulated and exercise. Okay, well, these just look weird. You just look like a monkey in them. But I would love to try them because they do look ultra comfy. But I wonder if they sort of, you know, they look really, really close to your skin. I'd be concerned of stepping on something and going straight in the bottom of my foot instead of having that little bit of protection that you get normally from shoes. Next link today is over on mashedworld.com. You probably can't get it from the main site. You'll have to look at the link in the notes that I post. But it's a Google map on a 2D view on the left-hand side, and then a Google map on the right-hand side in bird's eye mode. And as you move around on the Google map on the left-hand side, the map on the right-hand side, which is actually powered by Bing, moves in accordance with the one on the left. I don't know if moving the one on the right affects the one on the left. No, it doesn't. It's only one way around. You can only move the Google map one and it'll update it on the Bing. But it's pretty cool. I like the way that it's split screen. It's got two screens so you can see where the post is coming from. I'd like to take it a little bit further and put some overlays and stuff in it, but it's pretty neat. Next link is Quick for the iPhone 3GS. It's been released, but it's still not capable of doing live 3G streaming. Now, I think the problem is actually not Quick being able to do it. I think just the way that you capture video from the code and the sensor is not really designed for doing live streaming, so I don't think it's a fault of Quick. The way they've got around it is that you can record loads of clips and then you upload the clips to the Quick service. So it's not like it used to be on the Nokia, where you fired up the Nokia and you were doing a live stream. It's nothing like that at all. I don't know if it's ever going to be possible to do live streaming on the iPhone 3GS or 3G in general. I don't know if they're ever going to open that up. I don't know if they'll ever have code base in there that links directly to the sensor and allows you to stream from it. It just doesn't work like that on the Apple, on the iPhone. And the last link today is Tumbleweed, which is Tumblr plus the desktop. It's an Air application. It's been a long time since the guy has been working on it, but he just did he's just mentioned on the May 22nd that he's doing a rebuild of the thing from scratch. Now, I tend to use the iPhone application or the web, but I guess it's just nice to have another way to be able to enter stuff in. I also found that the blogging software, Mars Edit, allows you to connect to Tumblr as well. So that gives you lots of different options for updating stuff on Tumblr. That's it for today. Have a really good weekend wherever you are in the world, and I'll speak to you on Monday.